Watcher. It's Mike Wynn, and it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. I start this week fearing a technical meltdown will stop us finishing the show, as it's been one of those weeks where everything I've touched seems to have broken. Here's hoping our luck has changed. From a sound service album called Piccadilly Square, although recorded in New York. The date is December 89. The album is under the leadership of drummer Carl Allen, but with his special guest taking over somewhat. But then again, he's trumpeter Freddie Hubbard, so that's fine. The 21-year-old Vincent Herring is on alto, Donald Brown piano, Roy Hargrove trumpet, and Ira Coleman bass. And that version of In the Still of the Night largely featured the horns, with them trading breaks with Carl Allen as well. This may not be news to you, but I think this is the very first computer-related song I've ever heard.
I was online. I waited till he hurried out the door. Didn't wait to wash and dress. I knew that perfect happiness was waiting with the mouse without a paw. With a whir, it sprang to life. My modem down my other life. My email lover's message was in store. I double clicked, I nearly flipped. The screen was full of naughty tips, the sort of things I've never heard before. Brings me the perfect suitor. I log on and there he is again for me. Never alone now. When I am on my own now, he appears and turns me on. We surf together. Suddenly the screen goes bad. It crashes and there's nothing there. I click and curse and call the PC names. A friendly voice I recognize says, hope you like my new surprise. Is he my love? He's covered me in shame. Poor internetta, thought you'd found something better. Fill a boring day with love and souvenirs. How demoralizing to find I've been fraternizing with someone I've been living with for years and years. And end of day, when he walks in, he kisses me with knowing grin. I look away to hide my blush and smile. Both agree the World Wide Web cannot replace a marriage bed, 'cause no computer beats real love for style. No Apple Mac, no perfect word, no Microsoft, no CompuServe. No computer beats real love.
I enjoyed that. Email Female, based on Dvorak's Humoresque No. 7 in G-flat major. I'm not sure I'd like to spend the rest of my life listening to computer-related lyrics, but fun this once. The gorgeous Selena Jones was the singer, and she's singing as well as ever these days. Alan Bent's piano, Alan Worley bass, John Parricelli guitar, Tom Gordon drums, Frank Risotto percussion, plus the Pro Art Orchestra led by Rolf Wilson, recorded at the Angel Studios near King's Cross in London, September 98. Sorry, but I missed out the horns. Andy Panayi, alto, Ian Dixon, tenor, Don Lusher, trombone, and Derek Watkins, trumpet. But the strings swamped them. This next song is called New Rumba.
Thank you.
Recorded July 2015 in Saratoga Springs, New York. The leader is the bassist with the best name ever, Todd Coolman. Charles Coolman would be a terrific name, but Todd Coolman is perfect. He also plays bass very well. All three members of his trio work at the Skidmore Jazz Institute, which is in Saratoga Springs. Todd inevitably directs the faculty. That was the Ahmad Jamal compo, New Rumba. Bill Cunliffe was on piano and Dennis Mackerel drums. Let's hear some soundtrack music. Will you recognize it? Originally a television series, it's now a very successful film series starring Tom Cruise, Lalo Schifrin's Mission Impossible. I must say I didn't recognise it by name, but it was unmistakably from a soundtrack. And that was the opening track, Mission Impossible. The only named musos were Mike Mulvin on piano, Shelly Mann drums, and the unitemised Lalo Schifrin orchestra. It's obviously an all-action soundtrack, but you'll be relieved to hear that the final song is Mission Accomplished, Phew-E, recorded LA in 66. Here comes the one and only Tubby Hayes. Thank you. That's from a sensational Harkett LP called On the Air. It's fairly recently released, well, 2005, and inevitably with excellent liner notes by Simon Spillett. It's all of previously unreleased studio recordings by Tubby, and a wonderful example of Tubbs on flute. I can't recommend this album enough. That was the seldom heard ballad by Leroy Anderson, I Never Know When to Say When. Tubbs on flute there, as we know, but tenor and vibes elsewhere. Gordon Beck piano, Jeff Klein bass, and Johnny Butts drums. These sessions were originally intended for overseas radio broadcasts in 65, but were inexplicably not used. To help prepare you for this next LP, it's on the Swingville label and called Swing Time. So you'd assume it was swing, but...
Thank you.
recorded in May 63, and a recording session led by the veteran band leader Claude Hopkins. In the early mid-20s, his band backed Josephine Baker in Paris, and he also had Sidney Bechet in his band at one time. He later took over Charlie Shavers' outfit in Harlem, and he ran a big band until the late 40s, and then, due to the sheer cost of running a big band, opted for smaller groups, and this is an example of such. In fact, by now, 63, Claude was in a trio. But back to this song. Claude Hopkins piano, and Claude wrote that sad song, Crying My Heart Out for You. His long-term collaborator, Vic Dickinson trombone, Bobby Johnson trumpet, Bud Johnson, no relation, tenor, lastly, Wendell Marshall on bass and Ferdinand Everett drums, and they were in Claude's trio at the time. So, not really swing as such, but a very enjoyable LP by a veteran who moved with the times. Sadly, last week, we lost Hugh Masekela.
Forever.
South African-born Hugh Masekela had been poorly for many years, but with his indomitable spirit, he kept on touring and recording. It was only last October he had to give up playing and focus on his failing health. We were due to see him the following month, reunited with Abdullah Ibrahim to recreate their township music, but of course it never happened. Everyone who ever met Uncle Hugh speaks of his compassion, his humour, and his very obvious drive for human rights. He will be sorely missed, but his often joyous music lives on. We've just heard Soweto, Southwest Township. Hugh had a massive hit with Grazing in the Grass. That's too long for our show, but here's another subject close to his heart.
I want to see him walking hand in hand, Winnie Mandela.
Bring him back home. Back home to Soweto. Bring back Nelson Mandela. Recorded in 86 in London, and that song became an ANC anthem. Incidentally, it was Miles Davis, no less, who said to Masekela when he first arrived in the US, he must change his style or merely be just another good trumpet player. Put in stuff from Africa and you'll be different, said Miles. And he was. Hugh Masekela, like most musos, did the occasional commercial album. Yes, Lennon McCartney's Norwegian Wood. That was recorded in New York, August 66, which really demos his superb trumpet playing with an unnamed studio band. The cover photo is rather too obvious. Hugh Masekela in Times Square in New York with a trumpet, a spear and a stuffed zebra. Good idea at the time, perhaps. Masekela toured with Paul Simon and the Graceland Band, for which he was much criticised, even though the tour was not in South Africa, do-gooders suggesting he was giving succour to the apartheid regime. What complete nonsense. Hugh was one of the most dedicated of anti-apartheid warriors. Hugh Masekela died this week, aged 78. One more to say our farewell. And that was Sharpeville, recorded April 65. The Sharpeville Massacre, where 69 innocent protesters were shot dead by the police. And that ghastly event triggered the resulting state of emergency, which banned gatherings of more than 10 people. This obviously also killed the then-growing jazz scene in South Africa, as gigs became uneconomic. And this was the final straw for the young Masekela, who left his native South Africa for London. He was then sponsored by Johnny Dankworth and Yehudi Menuhin, who got Hugh enrolled at the Guildhall School of Music. He never took up that place, though, as none other than Harry Belafonte also enrolled him in New York's Manhattan School of Music, and Hugh's girlfriend Miriam Akiba was then in New York. Perhaps this next song can also be called a tribute to Hugh Masekela. Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. I've just read pianist Fred Hirsch's autobiography. A third of it is music, a third his coming out as a gay jazzer, and a third his battles against serious illnesses. Fred mentions his admiration for the pianist we've just heard, Dave Catney, who is a new name to me. But Dave Catney sadly died just 4 years after this 1990 Houston recording session. He was still in his early 30s. Mark Johnson bass and Ed Soaf drums. And that leads us into a short medley by Fred Hirsch and singer Janice Siegel.
Softly, I will leave you softly. For my heart would break if you should wake and see me go. So I'll leave you softly. after all the years, I can't bear the tears to fall so softly as I leave you without a single tear. We can't just walk away as if it never happened. Our kind of love has never talked in whispers. So if it's time to go, let's do it right.
I previously mentioned it was a short medley, short in that it only contained two songs, Softly As I Leave You and Not Like This. Fred Hirsch piano, Janice Siegel voice, recorded in 95. Back to Hirsch's book, and he introed me to yet another new name. He'd recorded with Norma Winston, but she was unavailable for the subsequent tour, so he chose a singer he greatly admired, Kate McGarry, and here she is. Thank you. Kate McGarry, and with thanks to Fred Hirsch for introducing her to me. I've got several of her albums now, all excellent. I chose her June 2004 album, Mercy Streets, with Steve Cardenas on electric guitar, Keith Gantz acoustic guitar, Sean Smith bass, and Kelly Woolenson drums and percussion. And that was Aquelas Quoizas Todas. It's our last one, I'm afraid, and who else can it be this week than Hugh Masekela with his heartfelt tribute to Nelson Mandela. Thank you, Madiba. With thanks, of course, to Hugh Masekela for a lifetime of great music. And I sincerely hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.